On the front lines of Libya's war, rebel fighters say they are finding a lot more than weapons on captured or killed pro-Gaddafi soldiers. They say they have confiscated cell phones that contain videos showing Gaddafi loyalists torturing and raping Libyan citizens.
After weeks of hearing of these cell phone rape videos, we for the first time have a copy of one. This was given to us by a source who does not want to be identified for fear of being punished by this very conservative society. To be clear, we have been unable to verify its authenticity. We don't know where it was taken or when or by whom. All we can do is watch it and listen to it.
In this video provided to CNN from what rebels say was the cell phone of a Gaddafi loyalist, two men in civilian clothes stand over a naked woman who is bent over with her face on the floor. The man standing behind her is sodomizing her with what appears to be a broomstick. I can't bear it. I can't bear it, she says. A male voice off camera says, let's push it farther. No, no, that's enough, the woman begs. One of the men puts his sock-covered foot on her face. In this culture, it is considered the ultimate insult. But in this case, it pales in comparison to what the victim is already enduring.
We blurred this video because it's extremely difficult to watch. Arabic speakers who have examined the video say the voices in the video are distinctly Libyan with clear Tripoli accents. There is no date on the video, and the men in the video are not wearing military uniforms. The victim's face is barely seen, so we have not been able to identify her. It has been extremely difficult to get anyone to talk about this video on camera because of the cultural sensitivities here.
We asked Abdullah Al-Kabir, a spokesman for the opposition in Misrata, whether rebels have found many of these kinds of videos. His answer, yes.
We were able to confirm that rape was used as a weapon of war because it was systematic.
The International Criminal Court in The Hague says the allegations are credible. It is investigating. But in a surprising admission to CNN, spokesman Al-Kabir tells us some of the very evidence of war crimes prosecutors want may have been destroyed.
There was a commander here at the Eastern Front in Misrata named Muhammad al-Halbus. He ordered all the revolution's fighters to give him all the rape videos they found on Gaddafi's soldiers' cell phone. I heard that he used to destroy every rape video he got.
Why in the world would you destroy video evidence of rape that could be used as evidence of war crimes against your enemy, against the Gaddafi regime?
Because aside from being a heinous crime, rape is perceived here in our culture as damaging not only for the girl, but also the whole family.
Rape is such a taboo in this culture, even some of the victims' families would rather erase potential evidence against the attackers than risk living with the shame. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Misrata, Libya.